I'm here today talking to Mark Roberts, Portfolio Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Protecting and Improving Scotland's Environment. Mark, could you just outline what this report's about?
This report provides an overview of the public sector's performance against targets in four areas of the environment: air quality, the water environment, biodiversity and waste management.
And what have you found?
We found that there's been mixed progress in meeting targets in those four areas of the environment. There have been some successes, for example, a target on reducing the amount of waste that's sent to landfill was met a year early. There was a target for 2010 and it was met during 2009. In other areas, targets have not been met. For example, there are problems in a number of areas in Scotland in terms of air quality, and also in terms of biodiversity, some targets are not being met. For example, the number of seabirds is declining.
You spoke there about, you know, waste management, air quality, biodiversity. What's the impact and importance of this subject on the public?
The environment is of vital importance for public health and quality of life. An example of that is in terms of air quality. On average, it's estimated that poor air quality reduces life expectancy by 8 months across the UK. So it's clearly very, very important to people's quality and quantity of life. There's also an economic argument. The environment is important to a number of key Scottish industries: food and drink, tourism, agriculture, and it's estimated that the best part of 250,000 jobs are supported by the natural environment in Scotland, and that's central to the government's main aim of achieving sustainable economic growth.
Okay, well, you're speaking there about, you know, sustainable economic growth, about long-term health impacts, that sort of stuff. That's all well and good in a time where there's a lot of money spent, but what would you say to someone who says, well, at the moment money is tight, there's some pretty a lot more immediate pressing concerns, why are we spending money on the environment when actually there's things that need to be dealt with now elsewhere?
The environment is critical for key Scottish industries: food and drink, agriculture, tourism. It's also vitally important for public health. Ensuring that there is good air quality helps people's public health and gives them longer life expectancy. There are also long-term targets as far ahead as 2027 that the government has already committed to, and ensuring that we meet those targets that far into the future means we need to continue to act now, and there needs to be long-term commitment and leadership to ensure those targets are met.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
The report contains a number of recommendations that we'd like to see the Scottish Government, public bodies and councils act on. For example, we'd like to see better coordination of air quality and transport policy at both the national and local level. We'd also like to see better coordination of the waste management plans for all 32 councils to ensure that when those plans are taken together, they add up to meeting the national targets for waste management.
Okay, Mark, thanks for your time.